Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and I'm very appreciative of having you join us for today's segment as we continue with our top featured guest expert series of showcasing profitable leadership authority and impact leaderpreneur branding expert, Queen Renee Johnson. The core focus for this segment is on developing your impact branding wow factor, and Queen Renee and I, we're going to be sharing today about really the two top core areas as it relates to branding for leveling up your worthwhile outstanding works, and that is what actually demonstrates your wow factor. So this is going to be a very high-powered segment, and I'm already feeling the energy and the vibration of this being a very high space that is created for you, the listeners. Also today within this segment, we're going to be highlighting our co-authored branding works, and these branding works are available on Amazon. It is the new high-end branding zone effect. It is an introduction to discovering your new high-end expression for your life, brand, and empire, and also the evolutionary queen butterfly branding factor. It's a branding metamorphosis creation planner for launching an illuminate brand and successful soaring empire, and this is for queen butterfly entrepreneurs, but honestly, this would be beneficial to any entrepreneur. Also, within this segment, as we are continuing to highlight Queen Renee's excellent demonstration of leadership on so many different levels, her multi-dimensional expression here, she's going to share her perspective about the importance of actually developing your impact branding wow factor, also how her own branding journey and her wow works as well were enriched by contributing to these publications, and then also works that, you know, we've been doing together. And this is really exciting as well, because she's also going to share how just her overall experience of contributing to the publications has really inspired her to offer her own customized brand high VIP days, and she helps others leveraging these two publications within that particular format. So this is very exciting. There are links in the description box that you can learn more about her VIP day offerings and also our two publications. So before I actually bring her on and we start creating this dialogue around this particular topic, as I mentioned, we want to create some high-vibe energy and high-vibe space, you know, for you today, I'm actually going to share some quotes from our high-end branding publication. So I'm going to share one from me, and then I'll share one from Queen Renee, and then I'm going to bring her on, and we are going to get into this high-end discussion for today. So here's a quote from one of those publications. It says, "You must start showing up as a high-end expression if you want your brand to display your value at the highest level. This starts with allowing your brand to be refined and hyenatized in order to relaunch your success anew. Representing a high-end brand expression in the marketplace is extremely important for not only making an impact on others, but also an income. Nowadays, most target audiences desire a brand that they can come to know, like, and trust based on the tremendous value that can be added to them in addition to how one's brand is standing in their ultimate worth. Now, sink that in, standing in their ultimate worth. The art of becoming a brand expression starts with uniquely identifying what desires to be expressed from you as a whole for your mission. This goes far beyond the surface of building your brand based on just your unique factor or expertise. This is about honoring the true expression of your beingness that desires to break forth in the marketplace as the primary focus while incorporating your talents, skills, and what makes you stand out as a brand. Now, something very touching that Queen Renee shared within the publication. It was really a tribute to me and warmed my heart, but it really speaks to her own journey of leveling up in such a way to manifest the experience that she has been cultivating and then aligned with. So she says, manifesting the empire-building queen herself was an indication of what I had been preparing for and of my readiness to hyenatize my life. Writing that statement out brings up a full circle emotions as despite the odds of my journey, I stayed the course and now in complete gratitude for her ability to see my higher self. When called to do something greater than ourselves, our brand's expression must go through the refining fire to express its pure beingness. It's not easy, but it is worth it. Those are the words of Queen Renee. And with those powerful words, I want to welcome Queen Renee back to the Wow Seat. Thank you, Queen Renee, for being here again.
Thank you, Queen Allie Nicole. Just listening to those words, that gave me good spirit bucks today. This is going to be a fantastic conversation.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, this is a high energy, a new high-end energy for this listening audience. And having the two of us come together and be able to exemplify on a higher level what this new demonstration of brand expression needs to look and feel like as others start to show up in the marketplace, and you being as illuminant as you are, and your expansion of evolution has been just incredible. And you are definitely the leading queenpreneur, you know, in the arena that is showing up to help leaders really step up in their worthwhile, outstanding work so that they, too, demonstrate this higher value of who they are. And so I'm excited that,
you
know,
Thank
we'll
you.
Speak about this. We'll speak about this today. Of course, this is this particular core area is one of my favorite aspects of serving new era entrepreneurs because, you know, the high end and the evolutionary branding, you know, aspects, they are just vital. So I myself must be mindful of the time because, again, these two aspects are really what bring forth one's wow factor at the highest level. And as you know, without the evolutionary branding aspect being the chief cornerstone of trying to achieve this high-end success as an entrepreneur, especially in this new era, it is really going to be impossible for demonstrating one's worthwhile, outstanding works at the highest level, you know, without that. So I'm really glad that we are going to be talking about this today. So before we actually jump in, because I want you to share, you know, your perspective around this, I would love to share some quotes, even from our evolutionary Butterfly Branding Factor publication. And I think it's important that the power of words and the vibration of energy from those works come forth, and we can just, you know, continue to talk about that. So what I'll do is I'll share a quote from myself from that publication, and then I'm going to share one from you as well. So I'm going to just build upon this, so bear with me, audience, because this is really important for us to talk about this or share these quotes before we can even get into really telling you the developmental aspect of, you know, of the branding factor as it relates to your wow factor. So let me start. So this process of branding metamorphosis, and it's likened to the caterpillar to the butterfly transition. If you know anything about that transformational process, once a caterpillar goes into the cocoon, it can't return to the way things used to be. In fact, once it's broken down in the cocoon, it's no longer a caterpillar. It's now an unformed substance that's emerging into a new evolved entity called a butterfly. The divine plan for your brand and business will far exceed playing it safe in any form. This is why divine discomforts or divine demolition happens in order for you to shift from your current state of greatness into a new dimension of your branding factor as a queen butterfly brand, so that you soar in your success versus struggle or settle for less. You will morph into a queen butterfly as a leading authority in your industry and excel in your areas of expertise. You're not just going through this process to become a better brand or business owner. You are emerging to take your rightful place in the market as an illuminate brand and successful empirepreneur. And you won't just stop there. And so I just wanted to share that. I may share a little bit more later, but I want to now share Queen Renee quote within the awesome contribution that she provided. She says, as business women, we are accustomed to compartmentalizing. In contrast, this branding experience has taught me the true power in the multidimensional expression, so that my higher self flows effortlessly through all I touch. Being seasoned and successful in my own right, I struggled at first accepting the ease and even grace of this concept. Now on the other side, I can't see it any other way. How fabulous is that? That is awesome. Words of Queen Renee. So on that note,
I stuck at that.
Yes. Yeah. On that note, Queen Renee, let's get right into this, because I just want to hear your continuation of a perspective around this. So we talk about, you know, the importance of making an impact, especially as it relates to the branding aspect. So mm-hmm. you feel that it's important to develop this impact branding wow factor because. Share why you feel it's important.
So many reasons. I want to back up related to that quote you just shared, is that for mm-hmm. me, the branding metamorphosis process, it became this infusion mm-hmm. of magnetic energy, thoughts, revelations, and mm-hmm. knowledge and wisdom. So basically a multidimensional revelations and energizing energy, if mm-hmm. you will. And
yeah.
I also, when we worked together, I had like this cellular type of transformation happen because mm-hmm. I was going through the process and motions of the marketing and things that I'd learned previously to you and I connecting. And mm-hmm. as I worked through this with you and my own experience of the calibration, that calibration is like where the branding effect starts to rush over you and you start to have a cellular transformation and you start to transcend the time you're in into your brand beingness. Now, I want mm-hmm. the audience to hear that is an actual, experience, because what you're doing is you're going through that refining fire, like she mentioned in one of the quotes you read earlier, and you are learning to become the essence, the beingness of your brand, and that brand metamorphosis isn't a one-time infusion or a be-end-all, if you will. There are many branding entity and processes that you start to go through, and you lean in, and you learn your newfound awareness, and you keep elevating and aligning. And what I'm finding, even through this really exciting, fun challenge this week of our expert series here, is you start aligning deeper and quicker into new space, and it allows you to show up from within that space, even ever evolving brilliance. And it's just it's exciting, and it really has brought for me really validated what my mission and purpose is here, and my potential to have that impact. And I continue to evolve inside of it instead of constricting to some of the other brand experiences that I was taught before. So I'm really learning and have learned, and even more so, it's demonstrated this week alone, the layers of the multidimensional expression that my higher self flows through is just a very powerful expression. And that beingness, that learning to be in my beingness and displaying that work, that has allowed me from a place of boldness to own my space, but not from a place of cockiness or arrogance, but from a place of calm, a place of pure confidence. And also, it's okay that my light is going to shine, like we talked about yesterday, and those that need to see my brilliance will come to my harbor and will see it. And I don't need to worry about running around trying to get other people. I can just spread my
wings. That's right.
I can be disruptive. I can be my brand.
That's right.
In my business world and beyond, and I can own that space. And it's been a really evolutionary process for me in my thinking and in my creation, in my words, in the branding of my business, and my own experience that I've had at high levels of success and continue to lean into this. I mean, I just go on and on because it's very much just a beautiful experience. It allowed me this unique growth so that I can build beyond one cocoon to the other or one comfort zone to the other. And these concepts start to emulate. In fact, and I'm going to throw it back to here in a second, but one of the, I would say two things that I know that this experience is definitely continue to vibrate through me is that I'm replacing stalling overthinking, over trying to figure out how to create and so forth with fluidity that has grounded me in my higher vibration, which is opening up new higher revenue streams. And the other besides it becoming easier, my own life has raised up to that vibration of my brand. And what I'm seeing is that those that are following me vibrationally have recognized this, and they're starting to get inspired in their own thoughts of their own high energies, and they're starting to see that difference and the higher levels of energies and the solutions that I'm bringing. And it's positively challenging them to get into their higher vibrational zone. So, you know, it's really strengthened the trust in myself and enabled my acceleration.
Just hearing you share all this and then, of course, going through the, you know, experience with you, just, it's just the listeners on the other end should be really feeling that transformational shift, you know, that you were talking about, the cellular, you know, type of shift just from what you were saying, because the calibration and the vibration, the frequency of this is just so on another level. But that's what happens when you have the metamorphosis process, or in some of my higher works is the metamorphosized. When you've been metamorphosized, you are not bound to the struggle and the inching along and the figuring out like a caterpillar. A caterpillar is very earthbound, can't see but, you know, right in front of itself, you know, struggling to enter, just living that caterpillar life. But after the process of the metamorphosis, you see from a higher divine perspective, and you have all types of options available to you. It is more of a journey with ease and flow of launching and landing yourself accurately and being illuminate and seen before the audience that you need to be present for. It's not enough just to have eyes. People say, get before so many people. No, you need to get before the right people. But in doing so, actually the right people will just gravitate. When you see a beautiful butterfly, evolutionary butterfly brand, oh, no, you're looking up. You're not looking down at what's inching along. You are looking at an expression of something unique that has been through a process like no other being, you know. And so, like I said, I can go on about this. I know we have a short segment here. But,
short. I just say one comment to that to reemphasize. In my business, I'm no longer dropping into the gap. Clients are rising to meet me.
Exactly.
And that's the example of that caterpillar versus the butterfly. And, you know, we are taught in the other marketing methods that, you know, you have to focus on the problem and rather than being the solution. And in this method,
it
does require the inside-out resolution, but you become the requirement. Your brand will up-level its identity and serve at higher levels of energy and solutions, and you ultimately stop chasing and ultimately stop starving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Something I want to say before I ask you to share just about your experience with the publications, you know, really quick and what that's, you know, even done for your journey as well, is that something that you brought up in terms of the continuation and actually it takes me back to a quote within the publication when I mentioned about you won't just stop there as it relates, you know, to the continual process. So there's another part after that says the evolutionary journey of branding metamorphosis is a continual process even beyond the branding cocoon. As a brand, you will often require refinement in order to launch your next levels of success. Just as times change, your brand will make shifts long after soaring as a successful empire. So that's something that our listeners need to keep in mind, is that, you know, don't get focused on just one strand of success and your branding element. You will continuously be evolving even when you are in your butterfly expression. So just be prepared for that. But the journey is higher and lighter. And that's, you know, another part of my work that I teach is the higher and lighter empire way. And that's what you want to flow into. So going to segue, Queen Renee, and ask you to quickly share, you know, how was your own impact branding journey, how was it enriched by you contributing to the publications? Like, I know that, you know, we've done our work together, but it's something about when you start putting your experience in a publication. Just tell a little bit quickly what that has done for you.
Oh, it's when we put down in writing, we get a chance to really reflect back and see our growth. And that was really displaying to me the work that we've done together and the manifestations that I've had and the breakthroughs that I had. And I also could see where I allowed myself to be more of a disruption. And what I mean by that is in the past, I would, you know me, I would, I'm very much hands-on in my business, love to learn and grow, but I had to learn that disruption is not a judgment against all of my past results and efforts and sacrifices.
Right.
Instead,
the
shoulders of what I've learned and leverage to rise above the noise, taking my rightful place in this new era. And when I wrote down and started looking at what I had worked through the conformity, where I have broken through, what remnants, how I process the many dimensions and my offerings that was, in designing through the experience I had with you and creating my own high end branding zone, you know, I could really see the growth that I had where, in the past I might recycle my old beliefs in this container of keep going round and round.
Yeah.
And in this way, I allowed my new high energized thoughts and visions and actions to logic-tize, not to stay in that cocoon. Instead, that I could see in the writing that I had really further accepted the high-end calling that I'm here to do and the more significant impact I'm here to make. And when I reread it, I read through one of our publications last night. I read through another one this morning, and man, I can see how I've really allowed the vibrational recalibration to take place. And you've really helped me do that in creating my, you know, further creating my life, attracting that prosperity and getting rid of those limitations and breaking through so that I can be that full expression. And it was very revealing.
Ooh, boy,
very
are
revealing.
You. Oh, my goodness. And boy, are you. Boy, are you. You are... My goodness, it's just a masterpiece. And I could, of course, just do a whole segment just on that alone. I know we have a little bit over 4 minutes left in the segment.
Oh boy.
So what I want to do is, allow others to know, I'll just reiterate this, that Queen Renee, based on this experience, she has VIP initiatives, and so she has customized Brand High VIP days, and there's information within the description box, and you can learn more about that and also how to stay in touch with her. I encourage people to follow her on LinkedIn so you can see this demonstration of this evolved perspective, okay, of that's exuding this new high-end energy in this Queen Butterfly branding format. And so, Queen Renee, listen, of course, this has been an epic series, and looking forward to the continuation of this this expansion. And I just want to say to you, I'm so proud of you, and I am so grateful and appreciative that you, as the leaderpreneur that you are and the queen that you are, have really stepped up into your higher expression so that you can change and transform and metamorphosize the masses of new leadership that needs to be refined and reformed. So I just want to say thank you.
I am so blessed by you, and I appreciate, I want the listeners to hear that learning how to emit at your higher frequency, that's when you can start your divine offerings. And I'm going to tell you that what I've learned through Queen Allie Nicole to be able to new high in my life as well as become that brand expression has been a gift that I'm looking forward to sharing with others. And so thank you, truly thank you.
Oh, thank you. Again, you just warmed me all over, and I'm just so grateful for you. And it's nothing like being able to see someone flourish in the way that you know they can and reach their greater potential, and it's just starting. So that's what's even more exciting. So thank you again. I'm going to close out this segment. You have been amazing all week, and looking forward, you know, to more. So thank you again, Queen Renee.
Thank you, Queen Allie Nicole.
I appreciate you. So thanks, listeners, for tuning in to this segment, this great segment of The Wow Seat. Wow, we have been in the new high-end branding zone. You should have been feeling that effect, you know, for sure, as you hear and see vibrationally the demonstration of this leadership power zone authority herself, Queen Renee. Going to invite you to check out other signature segment platforms for The Wow Seat at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and you can learn more about me at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Going to look forward to having you back for our next segment. And as always, go out and make it a wild day and stay blessed.